to me, enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, I feel like we got a man with many, many, many hats, literally. Oh. So everybody, welcome my guest Alex Rojas. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
I'm good, absolutely. So if you guys have watched the latest Wrestling with Positivity, he made an appearance. We talked a little bit about that, so make sure you go check that out. Very proud of that, you know, that whole project that I do every once in a while.
That was awesome. That was fun. I had a good time.
It was a great thing that everybody participates in it. So yeah, if you guys are new to the Under the Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling related, wrestlers, promoters, backstage, referees. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Alex, feel free, drop into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. Make sure you share the stream too. All right, so let's dive in, because like I said, you are a man of many hats. So you have the TOS Dojo, you have Test of Strength, you have Legacy is Timeless, and you design shit. Where do you find the time? And tell us your secret.
The time is one of those things where it just needs to get done, so you do it. You know what I mean? Like there's no secret to it. You just got to do it so it gets done. I'm blessed to have a team. You know, I got a team of people around me. I got a lot of guys in my corner that run with me and do all of this stuff. You know, Wagner Brown, me and him doing TOS for, 8 years now, you know, 9 years. Wow. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, long time. Me and that knucklehead have been doing this together. And, you know, we're friends, you know, we're brothers. We bump heads, we have fun, we laugh, you know, we come up with cool shit. You know, some things fall flat, but that's how it goes. And it's the ebb and flows. And because of that relationship with Wagner Brown, a lot of different doors opened, you know. So I'm the general manager of Test of Strength, as you know. I'm the general manager of the Bell Time Club in Boston. Shout out to Bo Douglas, Alec Price, Channing Thomas, all my boys up there. You know, I have the... Headlocks for Humanity project, which is my newest endeavor. It's a fundraising platform that we created to raise money for underfunded school programs, for underfunded community programs, and to spread mental health awareness. So it's an awesome thing that I love, that is definitely my biggest passion right now. And then my new promotion that I started, still under the TOS umbrella, but this one's more balls to the wall, more Alex Rojas unfiltered than the others, which is Legacy is Timeless. You know, I couldn't do that without the help of our guys, you know, not just my guys, because they're your guys too. You know, I got the Ichibans and the Miracle Generations and the Sammy Diaz's and, you know, the Closers, PvP, Pioneer Valley Pro Wrestling has been so fucking great to work with. I'm sorry, I'm swearing over here.
You're fine.
So great to work with, you know, shout out to Hammer Tunis and Big Bacon, Brad Hollister, and that whole crew up there. You know, Thomas Santel, who's the head trainer at Bio, at the Beyond Institute of Wrestling, one of my greatest mentors and friends. I wouldn't be able to do on any of this without those guys. So it's not just me, you know. Yeah, a lot of hats are worn, but a lot of people help me pick them out, you know.
It's wild. Like, you know, a lot of these people have been on this podcast, so a lot of names that have been dropped you guys have seen on those interviews. And if you're not familiar with them, go back, go check out those interviews. I mean, we're at episode 244, which is wild. But it's just crazy, like, you know, mostly everything is in Connecticut that we're talking about. Like, you host your stuff in Connecticut. So I actually, you know, let's talk this fan tweet from Dave, because he lives in Connecticut. So he says, what's your opinion on independent wrestling in Connecticut? Is it a good place, and what could improve it?
You know, honestly, what I think could improve it, I'm kind of working on. As far, and what I mean by that is more like unity. Mm-hmm. I think between BST and PvP and TOS and LIT, you know, we come together a lot. You know, we help each other out. There's enough wrestling for everybody, and I feel like a lot of places are very territorial, which kind of is old fashioned to me. I mean, I get it. I understand. You know, there's some things that you respect. You know, but there's no reason that we can't all come together and make wrestling better for everyone. And that's what I love about the guys that I work with. You know, we're all like-minded, and it's all about, we're not going to be here forever, so let's make it, you know, better for the next generation, which is, you know, the miracle generation, and then the generation after that. You know what I mean? So I think that's what I think would make wrestling in Connecticut better. As far as wrestling in Connecticut, period, I think Connecticut has the best wrestling there is. Maybe that's a biased opinion, maybe, but you know, it's definitely between Connecticut and Massachusetts, and a lot of the guys that are super hot in Massachusetts are Connecticut boys, and you know, a lot of the guys that are super hot in Connecticut are Massachusetts boys. So I feel like New England for sure is the hotbed of professional wrestling. And you know, I say it all the time, man. Like, I dare any promoter anywhere on a planet with any budget to put a roster that has more talent than I do. I don't think they can do it. You know, like, my boys are the best of the best. And that's how I feel. And, you know, it might sound cocky, it might sound what it is, but, you know, the truth is the truth. You know, prove me wrong.
But it's good, too, because it's like you have, like, little proteges pretty much, you know, that you've been dealing with from the beginning, and it's just the success, you know, that we're watching a lot of these guys with.
It you know, I compare what our foundation is to like 2001, 2002, 2003, early Ring of Honor, Murphy Rec days. Like, I feel like everyone that's hungry, everyone that's going to change the landscape of wrestling is kind of under our umbrella between TOS, PvP, Wrestling Open, you know, the Bell Time Club. Like, you're not going to find anybody better, you know, and the guys that are on that level that aren't our guys want to come and work with our guys, you know, so we come together for the betterment of the business, you know. That's just the way I feel. Again, my opinion, I know that it's going to come off cocky, I know that people are going to feel a way about it, and that's fine, you know, but I think I got the best team, and I'm going to ride for them.
What I like, I know you and me had a conversation like Friday, and obviously everybody knows I'm all over the freaking place. I'm supporting like a million different promotions out there. It's all about the independent scene and everything like that. One of the biggest things that, you know, I look for is I want stuff that I haven't seen at every promotion, that it's like, okay, you know, these two are wrestling here, these two are wrestling at this promotion, then they're going to this promotion, this state. And it's like the same thing over and over again, because I'm someone who's actually following a lot of different promotions, and I'm following a lot of the wrestlers out there and everything like that. But you do put on like a lot of first time matches, and that's what I want.
I think I got 5 or 6 of them on Saturday. You know, I got a bunch going on, and then depending on who wins, you know, the first round, you know, the second round can lead to some first ever matches too. So it's an awesome card. It's a 10 match card, which is more than I like to do. I usually like to keep it at 8, but it's still going to be a nice show. There's no filler in there. Everything is going to be fun. I got a couple of debuts. I got a couple of people's first time ever matches in that student showcase, so that's really awesome to me. I love seeing that. You know, I got a wrestler debuting for me out of Beyond, one of the more recent Beyond graduates. I actually designed his gear, so I can't wait to see him on it, in it, you know, and see him rock out. So the Spicy Panther is himself, the Pantera Picante. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, I'm excited for that. I love that. I love the gear. I love the stuff. I love the matching outfits. I mean, like, Miracle Gen, obviously, you know, Haven. Like, it's wild just to see like all the stuff that's out there, like Marcus Matters with the logo, the Philly's Finest. Like, I just made lighters for him. You know, to just bring some of your logos even to life and some of the stuff that I've been even doing for the boys. It's insane, you know?
No, it's cool, man. And it's funny how it starts. It starts with, you know, maybe you help them with the gimmick a little bit, or, you know, you give them a little tweak on whatever they did. You know, because they always ask me for feedback. I said, listen, I like that, but what if you tweak it like this and you try this, and then they like it and they expand on it, they grow on it. And we build this rapport, because now it's like I'm a second coach, you know, second dad type of thing, and we all build up together. And, you know, I mean, I have 5 or 6 different sets of gear in line for the Miracle Gen. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to tell you how many I have for Ichiban, you know. Sammy Diaz has gear. Big Bufa has gear designs for me. So it's just fun. You know, I'm working on something for Fresh Air out of Canada, which is an awesome, amazing, awesome young team. So, you know, it's cool just to sit there and do that. And then there's the guys that have been around a long time that I do stuff for, you know, the Wagner Browns and the Tom Santels and, you know, the Jacob Fatus and all of that. So it's fun.
I love that very much. It's so cool. All right, so let's do like another fan tweet. I figure we start with some of these. All right, this one's from Everything Pro Wrestling Conrad. So he has 2 questions. The first one is, what is your favorite piece of merch for your brand?
My favorite piece of merch for my brand. You know, that's a tough one, because there's a lot of cool things that I've done. You know, like I love the tracksuits. People go crazy for the tracksuits. I've done a lot of stuff for girls that I really liked a lot. I did like crop top hoodies that were really popular and cool, and little yoga sets and stuff. For me personally, I gotta go with the fitteds, man. I'm a Bronx boy. You know, I'm always gonna rock a fitted cap. I can't help it. That's probably my favorite piece, or maybe all the different hoodies. You know, now when I whenever I do a run of shirts for the boys, I'll always make a hoodie for me. So the hoodie collection is growing, and my daughter loves stealing them. So
I love that. All right. The second question is, what was your peak fandom as a wrestling fan and why?
My peak fandom as a wrestling fan was probably ECW. You know, 97 to 2001 was probably my peak fandom as a wrestling fan. It's what made me want to pursue the business. I think I was finally getting to the age where I was old enough to understand it. I think that, you know, I was there, you know what I mean? Like, I was there. Like, it was a movement. Like it was hip hop, you know, like it was a culture. Like the reason, like, all these other companies try to do the ECW thing, right? You know, they think that ECW was tables and chairs and barbed wire and glass panels. And that was a very small part of what ECW was. You know, ECW was a different attitude. ECW was music. ECW was part of the culture. Like if you were in Philadelphia during those days, like, it was just like being outside when Wu-Tang came out. You know, it was that big of an impact. You know, it was a subculture. It was not everybody was allowed in, you know. You kind of had to earn your way into that, even as a fan. So to me, that was really cool, and to see where it evolved from there, the good and the bad of it, you know, is I think that was my peak fandom. But if you're asking me what my favorite time in wrestling was, you know, Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, and before that, Mr. Perfect and the greatest ever, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh yeah, here for that. Yeah. Awesome. All right, so for a fan that's never watched, I mean, I know Legacy is timeless. Just started. I was at the last show, so I guess, you know, we could talk a little bit more. Which that card was stacked. I enjoyed every freaking match on that one. So, you know, I recommend anybody to obviously watch that, but,
I'm pretty sure I'm topping it.
But for a fan that's like never seen your product before, what would be like the match that, you know, that you would recommend for them to watch to become, you know, support Test of Strength, Legacy is Tireless and all that?
Oh man. I guess if we're going to go with Test of Strength, the match that I think would get you to be a TOS fan, hook, line, and sinker. It's tough because I can give you like five off the top of my head. If I got to narrow it down to one.
Let's narrow it down to three.
Let's narrow it down to three. Okay.
Yeah, let's narrow it down to three.
I'll give you one right off the bat. It's the Moonlight Sun, Mike Skyros.
We're making him sad.
Versus Ichiban for the K1 Classic Championship. It was the night that Ichiban became champ. And it was the start of an 895-day reign. That was an awesome one. Those two guys went out there and just gave me everything. Another match that I think is probably one of the greatest technical wrestling matches that ever happened. Happened at Fight for Your Dreams 1, and it was Thomas Santel versus Jay Freddie. And those guys gave us, I want to say, 35 to 40 minutes of a main event that belonged at the top of the card in the Tokyo Dome. Like, they went bananas, you know, and I'm really proud of that night because there was another promotion that ran 5 minutes away. I spent a lot of money on TV, and we were just doing it with mostly students, you know, and a couple of guys that came through to do us a favor, like Jay Freddie and Tom Santel. And I had to turn away 200 people at the door because the fire marshal was going to shut us down.
Oh, damn.
It was crazy. In a town that we never ran in before, you know?
That's crazy. So
it was a good night, man. It was the debut of Ryan Frost. He took on El Jabroni in an epic 8-minute, you know, classic wrestling match. It was fun. It was fun. It was just emotional. It was a good time. And then if I have to give you the third one, Sammy Diaz versus Hippie Dickie Moon, 2 out of 3 falls. That was another banger. Those two guys, man, the chemistry that they have, you know. And it's funny because I'm sitting here telling you this, and I'm sure some promoter is going to book it for next month. You know, that's usually how it goes. But, man, what a hell of a match. And normally, you know, I know some people would get upset by that, but hey, man, if I book a match and the guys can take it on the road and make money with it and draw crowds and make new fans, then I did my job, you know? So.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So I like this question. For what advice would you give a wrestler that's putting himself out there?
I'm going to tell you what I tell my students. Yes, when you're young and you're starting off, you want to take as many bookings as possible, but this day and age, I feel like you have to be a little more selective. Not every booking is a blessing, so pace yourself, research who you want to work for. Put together a resume. You know, a good promoter, the first thing he's going to ask you is who trained you? How long did you train for? Do you have his blessing to be out on the road? You know, if your trainer doesn't say you could take bookings, you shouldn't take bookings. That's a big no-no. Yeah. You know, anybody who says to me, I got trained by so-and-so, I'm calling them. I'm calling them and I'm asking, you know? So that's big. Something that most people don't, something that'll make you stand out, look more professional, have a promo pick. We love having something to put on a card. Mm-hmm. So have a promo pick. Have your music ready. Send us your music. Don't show up the day of with your music. That is the most unprofessional thing that you can do. You know, if you spoke to a promoter, email them your music. Let the sound guy be ready. It's another thing that the promoter does not want to deal with the day of, trying to lock down music for you guys. You know, it's unprofessional, and honestly, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And have a 5-minute match that you can send, a 5-minute match that you're proud of. You know, nobody wants to see you wrestle for 30 minutes the first time. Not a promoter. I mean, we don't have time for that. We got 25, 30 guys we have a book on this card. I'm not going to sit here and look at 30 minutes of every single one's matches. I want to see what you can do in 5 minutes. If you can tell me a solid story and have a good match that makes sense in 5 minutes, then I know I can trust you for bigger things. So, you know, it's just, and it's a good habit to get into, because when you go to the next level, when you go to WWE, when you go to MLW, when you go to TNA, you know, we go to Japan, yeah, they might tell you get a 7-minute segment, but right, if the main event needs more time, or if the guy before you went over, guess what? Those 7 minutes become 3, 4, 5. And now you can't, you know, you can't sit there and do everything that you had planned, you know? So, and then the final thing I'll tell you is, you don't have to get every single move that you know into every single match. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Know your place on the card and know what you have to do. If you're sitting there and you're the second match and you're doing 14 false finishes and Canadian destroyers off the top rope and all of this crazy stuff, then now the main event is going to have to pull out a gun and shoot somebody to get a reaction. So just don't do that.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that. Definitely. All right, so let's talk about Saturday a little bit. All right, so let's go with tickets first. You know, okay. This isn't going to be live, correct?
I don't think so. No, it's not going to be live.
Okay, so
I wanted to be live. Unfortunately, IWTV had a different engagement and we couldn't make the date work. But the plan is to get all shows on IWTV before the start of the summer. So.
Okay, so for anybody that can't make it to the show, is it going to be available?
It will be available. I'm working on the platform right now because ideally I would like it to be on IWTV, and that's what we're working on.
Okay, awesome. So make sure guys, you know, should come to the show if you can come to it. So if not, you know, make sure you're subscribed to IWTV so in the later future time that you can watch it. So yeah, all right. So talk to us, ticket prices.
The ticket prices are at the door. They're $30 for front row, $20 for general admission. Online, you get a break. I think it's $25 for front row and $15 for general admission. And then there's the VIP, which is $40. And what that does is you get a front row ticket, you get a poster, you get a T-shirt. So I think it's pretty good. Deal, you know, bang for your buck, you know, and there's always something new at the table, you know, whether it's some art or, you know, new merch, and the boys always bring their stuff. So it'll be so that's basically what it is. All kids are in free. Kids under 10 are free. All military personnel, all first responders get in free.
I love that. If you guys want tickets, I actually have the link in the description below, so you can click it. You can buy your ticket. You know, you should definitely come. The venue is gorgeous. I love the venue.
Yes. I love the venue. I love the lighting. I love the feel in there.
So it's a 2 o'clock show.
Building 4 have been great hosts.
Yeah. 2 o'clock show. That lighting is great in there. It's just pretty. It's something different. And, you know, if you have nothing to do during the day, you know, you have a couple of hours. You're home, you can go have some dinner after.
Yeah,
like
2 o'clock show, doors open at 1. You guys want to come early, we got the meet and greets with all the boys, take pictures, you know, have all the fun, and then straight through we run the show. And and if you can hang out after a little bit with the boys, you can, and if you have other things to do, you have the option. It's still going to be light outside. So
absolutely. So I like that. I like afternoon shows. All right, so I have all graphics, you know, so, you know, we could put it up. We could talk a little bit about that. So here, we're going to start with this one. We got Bobby Ocean versus Ryan Clancy.
First time ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, first time ever.
Yeah, this round, I was like, ooh, I was like, he's got, like, a lot of different names coming back onto this card, you know, so I'm glad. So it's nice to see, like, Ryan Clancy coming here, and, yeah, this is going to be banger. Oh, no.
Huge fan of Ryan Clancy. The kid, his potential knows no limit. You know, he's hungry and he loves the business. And what do you do when you got somebody hungry? And, you know, you throw him in there with the sharks, and that's what Bobby Ocean is. Bobby Ocean is a monster. So I can't wait to see this. These are two guys that can wrestle. You know, they can shoot, they can trade holds, they're both athletic, they're both explosive. I think the strength advantage goes to Bobby. The speed advantage goes to Clancy, which is crazy because Bobby's pretty quick himself, you know. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be. I'm very excited about this one. This is one of my favorite ones that we put together.
Definitely. All right, let's go to the next one. So we got Marco Santiago versus Tyree Taylor. Ooh,
that's another first time ever. The big boy from Brooklyn, the linebacker of praise, Tyree Taylor, big fan of Tyree. Shout out to him and to the Church of Greatness. And he's going up against one of the biggest villains in the history of Test of Strength, and Marco Santiago with Honest Abe. These two guys are very, very talented, have great chemistry with each other. You know, they know where to be. And they're big villains, you know, so they're going to have every single trick in the book against a guy like Tyree, because how do you keep a mastodon down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, yeah, that's going to be fun. You know, Marcos is a powerhouse. Tyree's probably even stronger. You know,
there's gonna be a lot thrown around. This one.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be.
I'm here. It's like hot fight. Let's freaking go. Yes, I'm ready for it. Nothing like I like my flippy stuff, but hell yeah, if you give me like a good hot fight, I'm here for it.
Yeah, these are first round matches. You know, so the winner of these matches go on to round two. So you're gonna see these guys, the winner of these matches, at least twice on Saturday. Right.
So, what we got here? We got Miracle Generation and Hustle and the Muscle. I'm here for
first
that.
First time ever for the IWTV title. It's going to be great. IWTV World Tag Team Championships are on the line. The Miracle Gen, who I believe are the best tag team in the business today, take on two of my students who I love. Great characters, amazing workers, highly entertaining, and a complete 180 in as far as wrestling style goes from the Miracle Gen. So this is going to be fun, you know, and it's four guys who've never worked each other, who are excited to work each other. Mm-hmm. I think it's a challenge for both of them, because the same way that, you know, they've never fought a team that is like the other, you know what I mean? Like they've never fought this hybrid type of wrestling match. This clash of styles, which is very old school versus very new school. So I'm excited to see how this one goes.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a good one. All right, let's move on. We got Brad Hollister versus Hammer Tunis. Like, this is going to be good.
It's not first time ever. I wish it was.
That's okay.
I would hang that on my mantle. I was the first person to ever book this match, because this is an indie wrestling dream match. And I don't care how many times it's happened. It's that good. You know, Sexy Jesus, Hammer Tunis, man. What a general, you know, a master in that ring, amazing promo work, his pacing, his chain wrestling. And then you have Big Bacon Brad Hollister, who is arguably the best wrestler in the world today. You know, I mean, we could have that argument, you know. I like that Sammy makes it easy for me. He says he's top five, you know, because that's cool. I can give you five guys who would think are the best wrestlers in the world. And, and those two guys are in it, you know, in the conversation. So,
absolutely.
I'm psyched about this. And what's awesome about this is that, you know, the winner of this match fights the winner of Danny Miles versus Sammy Diaz, which is another amazing matchup. And I might end up stealing PvP's thunder and have Big Bacon Brad Hollister versus Sammy Diaz before they do. I'm sorry if that happens, guys. I don't want no heat. I didn't mean it that way. You know?
I mean, it happens.
It happens. And that's what's fun about the tournament, is that you really don't know what's going to happen. You know, people are like, oh, well, you're the promoter. You know, you booked it. You know what's going to happen. Dude, I have no idea what's going to happen. Like, you put the, it's like the NBA All-Star game. Put these guys together, but you don't know who's going to go off and who's going to do what, because they're all capable of doing it. So I can't wait. I think that might be match of the night, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm forever grateful to PvP for letting me put this on, you know, for sending me like the very best that they have, mm-hmm. and who are the best in the business. So I'm really excited about
that. I'm excited for that too. Quasi Azente's in the chat. What's going on? He's been killing it. You know, and I saw him yesterday at Creative Pro. He was killing it. Love that.
That's my bad.
And then we have Gina comments and said, "You're the man, GM."
I pay her, so I expect her to say that. I love you, Blue Shoes. Well, Blue Shoes is, you know, one of the best in the game, mm-hmm. you know. Hands down, the best female ref there is, and I don't care who wants to get mad at that. but one of the best in the business, you know. Depending on the day, you know, her and Kevin Quinn and Bill Thompson, they traded, you know what I mean? But those guys are elite level professionals, and I'm super proud to call them friends, and like beyond honored that they're part of my endeavors.
Yeah, it's always nice to see those guys. Awesome, awesome people. All right, let's go on. So we have Mark Alexander, Nolan Pierce, and Patrick Saint versus Corey Jackson, was it Don Freeze and Mike Skyros, and we're making him sad. We're making Mike sad.
Well, Here's the thing. I don't think I can make Mike sad with this one. I think he's chomping at the bit for this one. He has an eye for the next guys up, and he knows that Patrick Saint is one of those guys. That's the next one up, and Counter-Strike are the Test of Strength Tag Team Champions. You know, those guys are great. You know, they did that by beating, you know, the Miracle Gen, and you know that's not easy to do. You know what I mean? Actually, those two guys in the Miracle Gen gave me one of the greatest matches I've ever seen in my life at the first LIT show, which was a benefit show for myself called The Lituation. And that's up on YouTube if you guys want to go see that. Man, what a match, you know. I think it was match of the year last year. My personal opinion. You guys watch it and let me know. But that's going to be great. Don Freeze is upcoming young talent. This kid is so mobile, so explosive, so charismatic. Nothing but like bright lights for him in the future. And Corey Jackson is Corey Jackson. What can I say about Corey, man? The man looks like $1 million. He wrestles like $2 million. I can't wait for this one. It's going to be great.
Those Upstate boys, they're pretty good. It's like, I'm really glad that you guys are like, you know, I've been seeing them. Like, I've seen a bunch of them like in Jersey, you know, and like, it's kind of nice to actually see them get the exposure in like, even like Connecticut now. Like, I know a lot of people are starting to get like more familiar with Mike Skyros, and you know, he's amazing. I know I like to make him sad and everything like that, but at the end of the day, I always say that. I was like, Mike is so good in the ring. I know I got a bunch of people on board making Mike sad. But no, his work is great. So this is going to be fun. Like, I'm really excited for it. So, and I haven't seen Corey in a while. So I'm stoked. I'm really stoked for this match. But
yeah, you know, just want to take this second to say fuck Ting. Nah, I love you, Ting, man. Just Ting is like the busiest man in the business, you know. So he's like me. He wears a lot of hats, you know.
Yeah,
he's got a couple more hats than I do, but I don't get to see him as much as I want to. So that's where that fuck Ting came from. But that's my guy.
Yeah, I was seeing all that stuff going on. I'm like, oh my! I was like, poor Ting. I think one day, one of my friends, we had him go up to Mike and tell Mike that Ting was the best wrestler in the world. it was great. So that's a little.
I'm sure Mike got a kick out of that one.
Oh yeah. Sierra's in the chat. Love listening to all this amazing stuff. Thank you. I want to go back. We got to talk about Danny Miles and Sammy Diaz a little bit more. I'm stoked for this. That's gonna be really freaking solid. I feel like that's like a stealer.
I am so upset that this was not a first time ever, because I wanted it to be. It's the second time that they ever touch. It's going to be amazing. These two guys are so good. Danny Miles is another one of those guys who's just so, so good, so talented, so explosive, so, so sound. You know, his amateur wrestling skills, his jiu-jitsu background, just the way he moves around in there, man. The guy is a straight animal. You know, so I'm a big fan of his, and then Sammy Diaz is Sammy Diaz.
Yeah,
you know,
it's his year.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, this is the year of Sammy Diaz.
You know, and it's crazy because him and Ichi gave us such amazing performances the last show, and it was like sad to see Sammy eliminated from contention. You know, For Ty to end up getting hurt the way that he did, and then the lottery working out the way that he did, and him being able to earn this second chance, you know, to fight for the LIT championship, is it means a lot to me as one of his teachers and all of that, you know. Like, I would love to see that, you know. It's like, I know that I'm probably going to get some slack for it. Oh, well, you put him back in. Well, I didn't put him back in. Like, he performed so well that, you know, he earned the opportunity to even be selected. And then by chance, he was selected. And now he's going to give me another set of bangers, you know, because that's what he does.
Yeah. So good. So good. And Danny Miles is another one who's totally amazing. Yeah. That I love Danny. Danny should be everywhere. Like, I just always, like, Danny should just be everywhere. Like,
and it's just crazy where this, like, think about what the finals could be that night. You know, it could be Tyree Taylor and Danny Miles. It could be Hammer Tunis and you know, Marco Santiago. Like, it could be so many different things that have never happened.
Right.
You know? So it's I'm excited. It's going to be a really, really fun show. And when we build up to the lituation, when we crown the champ, that three-way is going to be insane, because all I have is hitters in this tournament, you know. What does Mike always say? All killer, no filler, you know. And Mike Skyros is in block three, so that'd be fun.
Oh, so we'll make him sad again. We'll make him sad again.
Who knows? He might win the whole thing. He might be
He
really happy.
might. He might win the whole thing and give me so much shit. So, but we'll see. I'm here for it. Let's go to this one because this one got built up from the last show. So, A Game, who's killing it also, are all
Oh,
these
man.
guys, these kids, they're so hungry. I love it. So A Game's been killing it like this year ever since he's always been good, but he came back from injury, you know, he just looks great. You know, he's, you know, him and Landon Hale just like murdered it the other day. Like, holy shit. Oh my God. So him versus Young Boy, which I'm excited about because like now I'm just like seeing like more and more, and he's so damn solid, you know.
He
So
is. He is. He is. He's another one of our students at Test of Strength, protege of the grapple god Jordan Rowe. He just picked up the business so quick, you know. And he puts in the work. He puts in the work. The kid works really, really hard. He's really, really hungry. He's still a little naive, in the business. You know, he's still a young boy. You know what I
right.
mean? Yeah, I mean, he called his shot. He wanted A game. He said he wanted to be tested. And it's like, dude, you're jumping into like the Coliseum with the lions right now. Like, this is not the guy you want to. But hey, you gotta admire the kid wants to scrap. So let's see what happens when you take on an animal, you know?
Yeah. It's gonna be good. So
Yeah.
oof, I'm excited. So like, and it's nice. It's, like I said, like a bunch of the kids that are coming out of your school and everything like that. That's just awesome. Well, let's talk about like the dojo and everything like that. So what about like, you know, somebody that wants to like come into wrestling, you know, like doesn't know anything about like, you know, the school, you know, like how would they be part of that?
The easiest way to be part of Test of Strength is just reach out to us on the socials. You know, go on the Facebook page at Test of Strength, TOS Wrestling One. Reach out to us. Tell us that you want to come down. If you tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, if you have an athletic background, if you don't, so that we know more or less where to start you off at. And here's the thing: like, you have to kind of like curb your expectations. You know, not everybody that tries to make this business can make this business, you know. Even though I know a lot of people out there are booked that shouldn't be, it doesn't mean that anybody gets to make it. You got to work hard. It's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of physical demand. So come down, you know, talk to us, check it out, see if it's for you. You know, there's a lot of people that they've done other sports, done MMA, done whatever, and they come and they take a bump and they're like, yeah, no, this is it, we're not doing this again, you know. But then there's the other ones, you know. There's the young boys, there's the Mark Alexanders, there's those guys that take that first bump and fall in love, you know. And then they work hard, and that's how it goes, you know. So you want to be part of something great, you know. Our school is has a long lineage, you know. We're part of the Kowalski lineage, and that's very big. We're very proud of that. And we'll train you the right way.
Yes. Everybody needs training, please.
Yes. And here's the thing, that's everybody. That's not just wrestlers. That's managers, that's commentary, that's ring announcers, you know, that's referees. It's, oh my God, please, really, please, referees, train, please, please. Like, it makes a difference. Like, if you understand the business, referees are not just another body out there. You know what I mean? Like, they're a very, very integral part of every matchup. And the matchups don't mean what they mean without the referee. So please, the art of refereeing needs to be resurrected. And there's some good places out there for you to learn and a good people to learn from. And make sure that you do that, please.
What are like your price ranges, you know, to be like training at the school?
See, that's something that I don't
Okay.
talk about publicly. That's not my department.
Okay.
But I will tell you that the first week of training is free, so come and check it out. And then that's the type of thing that you talk over with the coaches, with Bobby Ocean, with Wagner Brown, and you go from there.
Awesome. All right, so let's talk about this. Is there any like match style that you wouldn't book and any workers that, you know, what you would look for to book in future?
I'm old school, so like I don't know about intergender wrestling. I'm not really big on intergender wrestling or deathmatch wrestling. I don't really like that stuff. Just because it's just hard to protect people that way, you know. I know I sound like an old fart, you know. I know the girls are as tough as the boys nowadays and all of that. You know, I just grew up different. Grew up different. You know, there's history of things that I've seen in life and put my hands in people, and I don't co-sign that, so I'm scared. It's not something that I like to do. So that's my feelings on that. I don't mind a mixed tag match, you know, but girls versus girls, guys versus guys, and you know, I'm sorry if that's offensive to anyone or old school thinking. Maybe one day I'll reconsider it, but for now, that's just the way that I feel about it. I don't do any death matches. I don't do unnecessary blood. I lost too many friends in this business, you know, to sit there and sacrifice people's health over a cheap pop. I've never seen a glass tube reaction be better than a great, you know, kick out of a good falsie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, this guy was bleeding all over the place, but what happened in the match? Like, you don't remember. You know, there's no emotional connection there to me. And I mean, I'm sure there's people that can have a great death match and tell you a great story with it. It's just not, you know, my
Cup of
cup of
tea.
tea.
Yeah. And that's okay. And that's why it's like, you know, like I asked that because like, you know, there's fans out there that are like, okay, well, what's this promotion about? Are they booking death matches? Are they booking this? Like maybe that's not something that they're comfortable, you know, going to, or because I get asked this a lot of times too, that it's like, oh, is there death matches on this? Like I can't, like, 'cause I'm bringing my kid, or, you know,
Yeah,
like, and that's
no,
okay. Like,
we're very family friendly. Like, you know, we're fast paced. I think the LIT product more so than the other than Test of Strength is a very fast paced atmosphere. It's catered more to the youth, I think. But we're not doing anything unnecessary. We're not hurting people. I want you to bring your kids, you know. I mean, I have the foundation. The foundation is about families and making things better for the kids, you know. So like I want it to be a family product. I want you to be able to bring your grandmother. You know, I want you to bring your 5-year-old. You know, nothing in the world makes me happier than seeing a little kid with an Ichiban mask in the crowd going crazy chaining number one. You know, or you know, a little girl going crazy for Kylan. You know, like I love that stuff. Like the kids really make wrestling for me. So I that's the crowd that I want. You know, that's what I want there. And I think that I'm pretty good at putting a card together where there's a little bit for everybody. You know, like, yeah, we're not bleeding profusely and going through a million things of furniture every freaking night. You know, we're not doing that. But I'm not insulting your intelligence as an adult either. Like, you're watching competitive, captivating pro wrestling when you come to one of my shows.
Absolutely. And I see like dogs at your last show too. And then even the wrestlers were distracted by the dogs.
Yeah, we try to be, you know, if you have a service dog, I'm not going to turn you away. You know, just keep them away from the ring is all I ask. And then, you know, Kylan's gonna hug every puppy that he could find.
And Marcus.
And Marcus, and you know, Alec Price is the same way, you know. And he Alec brings Bear
Yeah,
everywhere, you know?
everywhere.
Everywhere. So yeah, we're a pet friendly group, you know.
I love that. So I think that's so fun. It's so nice to see that. Shout out to like the over 30 people that are hanging out listening to this chat, you know. Like if you're not saying hi and you're just watching, I appreciate you too. If you're watching
I
this.
definitely appreciate it too. Thank you for listening to me rant about the business that I love.
Yes, absolutely. So what are some goals that you have for this, you know, upcoming year with both, you know, Test of Strength and Legacy is Timeless?
Test of Strength is in strive, man. It's growing so good, you know, that I can't even complain about where it's going. I'm hoping that I can grow Legacy is Timeless to the same level, and then surpass it. You know, like that's what I want to do. I want us to grow. IWTV is a goal of mine that I want to achieve. I want to work with more promotions. I want to get more sponsors involved. I want to make this thing bigger and better. I want to do a massive toy drive in December. That's one of the goals that I'm shooting for. I'm really big on the kids, you know, so like that's something that I really, really, really want to get going this year. I want to do a Thanksgiving food drive. You know, I want to do a lot of community things. I want to do benefit shows for high schools. I'm working on a benefit show for an opera house. Just things to make the community better, and that's really what I want. I want the foundation to grow. I want the relationships to grow. I want to turn Building 4 in Manchester into the LIT Arena. Like I want that to be, you know, our section of the world. I want that to be home. I want it to be my white eagle. And I think that the way that the boys have been performing, and the feedback that we've been getting, that's gonna happen. You know, we had 203 people at the last show. I want to say 75% of them were new faces. I've never ran in Manchester before. You know what I mean? So it was amazing to see that. And there was wrestling all over the place, and they still came up to see us. So, yeah, I just want to grow that. I want to grow that. I want to get 500 people in the building. I want to turn people away. I want to get to the point where, you know, I have to find a bigger venue to do shows at, but still keep Building 4 as the LIT Arena. You know, I love that place. I love the vibe. I love the people, and I think it's something that we can turn into something really special.
Absolutely. So much fun. I seen people from like Massachusetts came down. I was like,
Yeah.
hey, I was like
Yeah, it's such a good spot because we're 35 minutes from Springfield, about the same from Worcester, about the same from Providence. We're 1 hour and 15 from New York City, maybe. It's not super far, you know, and everybody could come and enjoy really, really good wrestling, and there's good restaurants around, and you know, I'll have food there, and you know, there's a brewery there, like there's things for us to do. And then if the boys want to come and work my show early and they got another booking in Boston, they can make it. If they got a booking in Albany, they can make it, you know? So it's one of those things where it just works out for so many people that I wanted to grow and get better, you know?
Yeah, I saw like a lot of the wrestlers, they were going to the Focus Pro after like your last
Yeah, a
show.
lot of, I want to say half the card went up to Focus Pro.
Yeah. It's just
Yeah.
kind of cool. So, and
Yeah.
I think some of them, I think that
Shout
some
out
of
to
them are
Focus Pro.
going to Dai Kaiju, I think Saturday.
Dai Kaiju. Yep, Dai Kaiju. Got a couple of guys going up there. That's gonna be fun.
So, I think that's awesome. You know, like it's close enough, it's fun, you know, like fun day, cheap, you know, you get to go hang out, you know, like it's good stuff. There's food, you know, you get your barbecue on pretty much. I think they
Right.
had
Yeah. You know, and there's an amazing soul food restaurant right in the same complex where we're at. You know, there's the brewery there. Heck, if you want to take a little bit of a ride, there's a Texas Roadhouse about a mile away. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of things to do around, and it's a really nice town. It's a really nice city, and it's fun. I'm glad to be part of the community. I'm so grateful for them to invite us and you know, embrace us the way that they have.
And there's a McDonald's that far, so you'll find Dustin Waller there.
There you go. And there's a Dunkin' on the other side of the building, so you'll find Bill too.
I think that's so awesome. No, it's great. I hope like everybody goes and checks it out. Like, you know, you can watch it. Like, I've been to a couple of the Test the Strength shows, you know, all over the place. Like, I'm trying to support everybody. Like, whatever. I just like pop. Like, I just
No,
appear out of
we
nowhere.
appreciate you. Like you don't understand what it means for us to for you to be at those shows. Like we pop, you know what I mean? Like it makes us happy that you're there because like we have to work like a little less harder now because like you're there and you know what we do and you support what we do and it's like it's just comfortable. It's like just having some good reassurance there. Because you know, sometimes when you work in front of new crowds, you don't really know what to expect. So to see that one familiar face that's in the crowd cheering you on, it gives you that extra morality boost, you know, and it makes us go balls to the wall, makes it goes crazy. So
No, it's
we
great.
thank you. We're
No,
grateful.
absolutely. Like whenever I can, like I try, you know, like usually I tell people, there's promoters that know there, they're like, if Miracle Gen's not there, Tiffany's not gonna be there. It's been said to me plenty of times. They're like, oh,
Oh, man.
they weren't booked, so she's not gonna be here. And I'm
Oh.
like,
Well, hopefully I change that, you know, in
But
some shows that they're not at.
no, it's nice because again, like I'm in New York. For anybody who does, obviously, you should guys know already. Like I'm in New York, and you know, it's a little cheaper for me to go up to Connecticut than it is to go the opposite way.
Right.
So that's been a little bit better for me. And like I said, like I love this venue. I love the people that you book on it. You know, like the last
And
show
we
was
got
good.
better wrestling, girl. We got the better wrestling. Tell them. It's okay. Don't be shy. They know.
This is why I
Let
leave
me
New York. No,
stop.
let me stop. Like, you know, like everybody's like plans, like in certain places, take that extra ride, you know, drive a little longer, you know, like go to the shows, go check out new promotions. I'm very big on checking out news. I put a list together somewhere of like all the promotions that I've gone in independent wrestling within the last like 8 years or whatever. I think it was over 50 different promotions that I've done. I need to add to it because, like, actually, I got to put yours on there now because now,
Well,
like,
there
you're
you go.
added, you know. So I haven't updated it, but that's pretty cool. Anything else, like, you know, you want to tell like the fans, you know, about like what's upcoming, you know, like anything we didn't touch base about the show?
About the show, no, I think we covered everything. You know, I know that it's a stacked card. It's hard to focus on one thing. I know that since it is a new promotion, the storylines are somewhat limited because we're still establishing them. The big storyline being that we're trying to crown our first champion in a tournament form, and that's kind of why I went so crazy with the tournament, because I figured if I invite the best wrestlers in the world and the best wrestlers in the world want to be a part of this, then it makes sense for you to be feel like it's a big deal, right? So that's the big thing on that. The foundation, which is more important than even the promotion to me, Headlocks for Humanity, because it's such a cool platform that I've been able to develop with my friend Doc Warren. How you doing, Doc? And to have this fundraising platform to not only raise funds but bring attention to so many social causes and the needs of the communities around us, you know, means a lot to me, because like I said, I was a New York City kid. You know, I very easily could have ended up at Rikers Island than in Manchester, Connecticut. You know what I mean? So I want to be able to give back, and I want my son to be able to look at his old man and say, "Hey, Pops is pretty cool." You know, he cared about people, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Give back a lot, which is nice, you know.
I try, you know. Quick shout out to my little niece, Cece. I love you, mommy. She's got an amazing roller skating benefit show at Roller Magic in Waterbury on May 26th. If you guys can make it, you know, come on down, check it out. It's really, really cool. It's skating for a good cause, live music, food, DJ. It's gonna be great. And her United by One Foundation, which is crazy to me that a little girl like this put something so amazing together. And she has these amazing benefit shows every year. To see her drive and her hustle and her will to just fight, you know what I mean? It makes it easy for an old man like me to get up in the morning.
Love that. Yeah, it's great. That's like one of the things that I like that a lot of people in Connecticut are doing is like a lot of you know, charity. You know, I appreciate that. Like I like all about that giving back. It kind of like draws me more to like promotions that want to do stuff like that, you know, because it's such a good thing. So.
Yeah, I just, you know, me and Wagner say it all the time. We just want to leave wrestling a little better than we found it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it is. All the positive, right? We're all about, this is a positive podcast here, you know, wrestling with positivity. We're all about that on this channel, you know? So that's why I said, I think that's what like draws me to like a lot of, you know, certain promotions that do stuff like this, toy drives. And, you know, there's a lot of other promotions like, you know, like Creator Pro does stuff like that. And like, you know, like I love that. I love that they give back. So let me flash on the screen if you guys are watching this on the video podcast. If you're listening to audio, go back to like YouTube or Twitch or Facebook, you know, you'll find all that. So I'm gonna like flash it on the screen, all the matches. Again, you can still get your tickets, you know, walk up to the door. I think that's awesome. Come meet the wrestlers. They're hanging out, you know, they're selling their merch. They'll chat with you. You'll see me making Mike sad.
That's gonna be fun. I'm sure he's excited.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great. So I think we covered everything. Tell everybody where like they could follow you, follow social medias. Like I have everything in the description, but just like tell them like over. Yeah.
Oh. Well, you could find me at GM Alex Rojas on IG and Instagram. I mean, that's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
On X and Instagram and Facebook, follow at Lit Pro Wrestling on all socials, at TOS Wrestling 1 at all socials. Thank you for everything. Like, I love y'all. I wouldn't be doing this without any of y'all. It means more than you know. And come join the family. Let's get lit.
Hell yeah. So, and then also, too, like with your designs and stuff, the heel shit, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I'm promoting everything else. I forget to put myself over, right? But yeah, heel shit design and apparel. I do everything from wrestling gear to athletic wear. There's an HS sundress about to drop, actually. So there's a lot of different things. Title belts, ring canvases, ring aprons, curtains, skirts, whatever you need for your promotion or for your wrestling needs, just hit me out. I'll make it happen.
You got to be tired. Like, get this man a coffee. Like,
seriously. I don't make enough coffee.
Seriously, we're going to... Somebody needs to invent the IV so we can just, like, hook it up. And then just have it, like, direct. Because we kind of need it. You need it more than any of us with everything
it's
that you
right.
do.
I got a little girl. She keeps me on my toes.
You know? I love that. Oh, Joe's in the chat. He said, my boy, Alex.
Yeah, Joey G, I love you, man. Miss you, bro.
I hope you're coming to the show on
Saturday. Yeah, Joey, don't make me go to your house. All right, I'll pull up. I'll tell you what, like Red Dead Redemption, put you on the back of the horse.
Damn, we're making Mike sad. He goes, I can't say this 1,000 times. Thank you forever.
I love that guy, man. One of the most amazing people in the world. Just the same way I feel about you, I feel about Joey, Don Kincaid, you know, Fogman. I can't say enough about you guys. You guys show up at these shows. And you cheer, you boo, you laugh, you cry, you ride with us, and you give the boys all of your energy, and like, I love it. I can't thank you enough for it because I could put a great match together, but if there's not people like you in the crowd, like soaking it in and appreciating the art of it, it doesn't mean anything. So thank you.
I think some of you promoters like to mess with me because like the emotions get like real when Fight Life with Dustin and Kylon, I literally was excited. I was crying, legit crying. Like, tears would come. I was not ready, you know. So I think you guys do this on purpose to me a little bit.
you know, it was such a great match. You know, it was a story of brothers. It's funny because I was gonna actually run that match that Saturday. Remember, my show was the Saturday after.
Yeah.
And I decided to not to because I needed that moment to live on for them. You know what I mean? So it's great to see. I mean, I'm sure we'll see it again in one day. You know, they're the best tag team in the world, but they can also be very, very fierce competitors and put on classic matches. So
ooh, that was
I love those two guys.
Rough.
I yell at them when they get a little too crazy. I don't want them getting hurt out there. But, you know, you're young and you got all the – you think you're invincible, you know?
Yeah.
I'll say this about Flash. He got hurt last year and he learned to work a little bit better. You know, he started listening to his body more.
Yeah.
And it sucks that you know, you have to get hurt to learn those lessons, but sometimes you need it. Sometimes it's a blessing. And I think that him getting hurt really elevated him to becoming Big Match Dusty because it made him smarter in the ring. You know?
Definitely. Let's see. I see in the chat. Everything Pro Wrestling Conrad's in the chat. What's going on? I know he just did a AEW podcast, so go check that out. I know he talked about the pay-per-view last night, so make sure you go give him a follow. Joe said, I had a death in the family, unfortunately, but I'll definitely make it to another. I'm so sorry.
Damn, I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. So, well, we'll hope to see you at the next one after this one. So, apologies for that. Sending love. You need anything, let us know. Definitely.
Keep that up. Reach out if you need me. You got my number.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So I think that's this podcast coming to an end. I can't thank you enough for coming on here, chatting with us a little bit, so we can learn a little more about Test of Strength and Legacy is Timeless, and you know, all the cool
belts. Thank you for rocking out with me. You know,
absolutely.
I'm gonna have to get you to come down and do this live. I keep telling you.
I know.
I want you to do it live at one of the shows. You know, I think that'd be fun. And maybe you could we can make it run the whole length of the show.
Oh my goodness.
You could have the boys come in after their matches and little pop-up interviews. I think that'd be cool.
Oh, my God. They're going to come, like, you know, yell at me, well, sit at me. As long as they're not diving at me.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Don't worry about it.
No more diving at me. I can't. No. My heart can't.
It's rule number three now. You know, when we do the pre-show meeting, no diving at TIFF.
Yes.
Diving at TIFF. Rule number four, land on Kincaid.
Freaking Kate. I'm dead. Go that way. You can come hug Tiff. You can sit with Tiff. You can have her chop people. That's cool. No diving at me for anyone.
Dive at Kincaid.
I'm dead. Anyway, go support Alex. Go support Test of Strength. Go support the dojo. Go support Legacy is Timeless. Amazing shit. Try to come down to a show. Get your tickets. If not, you can get them at the door. So, and we'll see Alex obviously more often. You know, hopefully I get there early enough. Maybe, you know, we can do something on the podcast for this week. So look out for indie talks. You know, you never know when they're gonna like pop up. But
that'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.